everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 204. 204 episodes of some combination of two people up here bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
It's called random co-hosting.
It is. It keeps you on your toes. I think people kept asking for new people to be on. So thank you, Joey.
Yeah, no worries.
He's technically new. You've been on Ping before.
I've been on Ping before.
Well, why don't you? You're a fellow server hugger.
Well, yeah, server hugger, technical evangelist, IT pro guy.
IT pro guy, sure.
Work along with Rick, who mysteriously has fled the country.
I believe he's training mountain goats in Nepal. I could be wrong.
South Africa, something with lions. I don't know.
He's not here to correct us, so whatever we say is what he's doing.
I think it should be a theme through the entire show. Somewhere else that Rick's at.
You may recognize Joey from the Tech Ed show, which Rick also co-hosts. So Tech Ed North America, 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
4 weeks ish. Yes.
Going real well. So
absolutely.
If you don't have your tickets yet, you better get them soon.
You better. You really get those hotels booked as well.
Yeah, those hotels. You better really get them soon. Cool. So you were also at Build.
I was.
We were there last week. We filmed live for you. One of the comments there says, from Gordon noted, unless you recorded on day one. We did. We recorded on day one, shortly after the keynote. So there was more stuff that we can talk about. We'll go into a little later in the show that we didn't even know was announced yet. Hope you did like being filmed from there. It's kind of neat to get out of the studio once. And
yeah.
Again, the energy there is real cool.
Lots of people coming around and coming by and saying hey.
Yeah.
So super cool.
It was really cool.
Absolutely.
Pierre Cove likes the idea of Microsoft making available to small devices for free. Windows being available for small devices.
Yes, which was actually one of the announcements that you guys actually covered.
Yeah, which was phones and tablets under 9 inches.
Yep.
And then there's that whole Internet of Things thing. That's great. It really is. The things.
You've confused me. You've confused me.
And then, of course, IRB. The day one keynote was awesome. Dropping the fee. Yeah, I think this is great for competition. I mean, I believe the message we're trying to get across was develop the apps, we'll make them work across the platform on all our devices, and then we're going to do our best to get the platform out there. So we're working together.
Absolutely. It's a really, really cool story. Lots and lots of buzz around that stuff.
More buzz about, we got a little bit more about Build coming up soon, so let's start the show. So we'll have to kick off with Build, since that was a pretty big thing that we did last week.
Yeah.
It covered a lot.
A ton of stuff, from Windows to the Windows Phone, talking about Microsoft Azure, and then into this like coding thing.
Everything from devices to languages to the platform, like you said. First off, you can watch practically every session that we did and all the live stuff we did and on Channel 9 right now. Including all of our, like I said, our Channel 9 Live interviews that we had Charles back on there, Brian Keller, Dan Fernandez, all of our great personalities that love to do interviews.
Yep.
Windows Phone 8.1 was a really, really big thing, and it's coming soon.
Coming soon to a phone near you.
If you have a developer unlocked phone, I believe you'll be able to get it this month as a developer preview.
Okay.
Again, developer preview, so if it's your only phone and you use it for 100% of your communication, you may want to hold off on that.
Think about it before you do.
But if you're going to be developing apps, you want to get a jump ahead. The emulator is actually already available via the SDK with all the cool new features.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah, Cortana?
Cortana.
We had some comment about only one of us saying it right last week.
So we'll just say it both ways.
Pronunciation isn't our thing on the Ping Show. Our thing is specs.
Specs?
Yeah, we're not good with specs in the Ping Show. We like to point to the document. We point people to the correct information.
Sure.
And we kind of are fuzzy about it.
I like fuzzy. Fuzzy works for me.
I think one of the cool things about it is that all Windows Phone 8s, no matter what they are, down to the 520, which is one of our inexpensive devices, all get it. Feature of 8.1.
Fantastic. Apart from Cortana, I have to say the VPN features, particularly for me, doesn't it drive you nuts? You get some email, hey, I need you to review this document, but the document isn't attached. It's pointing
to
some
it's in some internal share or something,
That's always, I get it, right? I get the whole SharePoint thing, but that drives me absolutely bonkers.
Sure.
And then week view of your calendar.
The new calendar.
Yeah.
Updated. Getting a little bit more tiles across everything else. Mm-hmm. Some of the, I think there was like battery sense and data sense and things that will get you more information about what's being used across your device. That's really cool.
Notification center.
Notification center, the action center.
Sorry, action center.
So it's a combination of four like quick settings at the top and all your missed notifications. Mm-hmm. I believe there's something called ghost notifications in there where apps can just fill that up without instead of bothering you immediately. Mm-hmm. A bunch of cool new stuff in there. And it's just phone. This is just
the phone.
So Windows 8.1 got an update, which is out.
Now out, yep. I ran Windows Update immediately after it was available.
I've been restarting my many machines one by one, getting a bunch of new features for mouse users, getting your store apps now on your taskbar. Immediately music went on there for me. Music and Twitter, mine too, just were no-brainers went on there.
Yeah. The ability to have the controls for your music player, right there on the taskbar.
Right there is really cool.
The ability, again, the keyboard and mouse enhancements where you can actually go up, if you're used to using, you know, go up to the upper right-hand part of the screen, click the X button, that's there. Easy to minimize,
close, drag around for Snap View as well.
Snap View for store apps. Yeah, super cool stuff there. So, yeah, lots of cool stuff inside of Windows as well.
The article we linked to actually doesn't talk about the content as much as the mood around the area.
Yeah.
And it's different. Different for a Microsoft conference, I think.
You know, and I came in actually a day late. I actually came in on Wednesday because I was part of the day two keynote activities, not day one. And I'll tell you, just kind of walking into that convention center, you could really, really feel that buzz and just kind of hear things. Yeah. And I was watching part of the day one keynote actually at the airport, and there were several other techie, geeky people there, just kind of like, whoa, and you watch Twitter and you see the reaction. So it was super cool.
I think hearing things was one of the themes as well, that Microsoft is listening. We do want to listen to our customers. We are listening to customers, and we are making changes because of the things that we're hearing.
Yeah, and the other thing is kind of more of an open, I mean, there were sessions that had all sorts of devices, not just Microsoft devices, and just kind of a general broad feeling. There's actually an article I was reading that got sent in my email the other day about an iOS developer that was at Build, which was pretty sweet.
I mean, all sorts of different kind of things across different devices, talking to Azure in our cloud, being able to load different operating systems up there. Mm-hmm. We are really inclusive. You don't need to do a kind of whole stack swap for things.
Yeah.
We're a value add.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully you'll see that our platform makes it easier for you to develop things, easier to distribute, easier to power different devices and things like that. And if you want to use more of our stuff, that'd be great too.
Absolutely. Microsoft Azure updates.
Azure updates?
Huge Microsoft Azure updates.
Whole new portal.
Whole brand new portal. That was part of day two. So some of the stuff. The ability for, I use a lot of Azure Virtual Machines in my world. I attach a lot of disks to Azure Virtual Machines. And when you want to try to replicate that, it's usually a massive PowerShell script. Now it's just a simple matter of it's one command inside of PowerShell. You run it and capture it. Yeah. You've got, I think Mark had something like 15 additional disks attached to his virtual machine. So it's
a lot of PowerShell love. I believe there's a bunch of the new ASP.NET updates automatically create a PowerShell script for you to do deployments. So if you want to have some kind of command line process where you do deployments or any other build process, that's in there.
Puppet, Chef integration.
Puppet, Chef integration.
And integration into Visual Studio, because Mark actually deployed virtual machines from Visual Studio without having to go to the portal, and then he did debugging.
Yeah, debugging up in Azure directly in the studio as well.
I mean, that got a huge round of applause.
Apparently, there's a lot of news. We're not even touching Roslyn, which is our new C# or our new .NET compiler, which is open sourced and you can use to introduce new features and diagnostics and fixes. .NET Native, which is going to allow .NET apps to run basically the same speed as C++ or native code, a whole lot of stuff. So again, all the content is available to you for free, no registration barrier. No, we just want you to watch it on Channel 9, and we'll put the link in the notes. One of the things we showed off at Build, and things we've mentioned exclusively here on the Ping Show before, is the Channel 9 app for Xbox One and Smart Glass app. So we just released a little video about this showing off what the app is. This is part of, we were part of a pilot program internally that was working with a team to take our Windows 8 app and port it to the Xbox.
Okay.
Part of the whole universal app kind of paradigm. It's awesome. it's awesome. Like, we didn't, like, there are obviously some specific features mm-hmm. on the Xbox you want to take advantage of. Smart Glass being probably the biggest.
Yeah.
One guide integration, all that kind of stuff. But what we show in the video is you can search via your tablet, via Smart Glass app for different sessions, hit play, it'll launch it on your Xbox, you get the full transcript on your side, you can mm-hmm. select captions in different languages.
So Duncan mentioned in this video about this that the only time you can really sit down and absorb the Channel 9 videos is watching it on TV.
On the couch.
On the couch.
On the couch, away from the computer. Because he's saying if you're sitting at your computer, it's too tempting to immediately switch over to code or email, get distracted.
Yeah, you're kind of right, but I'm not quite sure I want to watch some of these shows like with you guys. No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
Why we keep these short. That way, I like to feel that, you know, Monday morning you come into work, you may not want to just jump into stuff. There's a pile of email. Go watch Ping.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's brilliant for those build sessions that you want to watch.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working on integrating with the same features as the website, like your queue. So mm-hmm. you can go on the website while you're at work or away, add a bunch of them on there, and then just go to the couch, hit play my queue, and watch all the stuff you missed. A bunch of other cool stuff. So look for it coming out soon. We don't have an ETA.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, we're still going through some of the certification. We're trying to make sure that it's a robust and good experience. We don't put it on a bad app, obviously.
Until then, watch the video.
Yeah. Our friends at Delta are switching up their hardware.
Yeah.
Their flight attendants are now getting brand new phablets. Nokia Lumia 1520s. Beautiful devices.
Now, these are going to replace the 820s that they already have in cabin. But what blows my mind is some of the statistics they're using the 820s for some services,
right? I
think
like point of sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, but now they're replacing their big bulky manuals, like the ones they read all the safety instructions from
right.
and everything.
Right, so apparently they're 5 pounds each.
Yeah.
500 page big manuals, which sounds a pain to carry on and off a flight all the time.
Sure.
But what Delta is looking at overall is since every flight attendant has one of these, and instead they're just going to be using this phablet, 5 pounds per flight attendant over the course of a year will save over $1 million in fuel costs.
That's just crazy.
That's talking about, look, that's efficiency right there, you know, optimizing that little bit there.
I wonder if they're ever going to have restrictions on the weight of your laptops, right? You can imagine the fuel cost savings there, right?
No fees for 8 pound, you know, mobile workstations.
Yeah, the gaming laptop only. That you're on all the time on your planes.
This is in addition to the pilots already using Surface Pro 2s mm-hmm. In there with Flight Deck Pro. I actually don't remember the name of the app. I think it's like Flight Deck Pro or something that mm-hmm. they use for a bunch of their communications and flight stuff. If I was a pilot, I would have more information about that. But
no, this is super cool because it goes beyond just the point of sale. The flight attendants can actually be able to provide other services to customers if you know they're able to get the information if a customer needs maybe wheelchair assistance or some of these things.
Right.
And I can also picture, I don't know if it's actually going to do this, but maybe being able to communicate with, you know, if you're running on a tight connection, they can, you know, cruise by your seat sorry, Mark, you're not going to make that.
You're not going to make it.
And you're going to need to rebook when you land.
Right. What I want to know is, you know, some of them have those trivia games in the console in front of you?
Yeah.
Are you going to play along with the flight attendants now? We can play Wordamin, you know, together. Maybe a local game.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to have a flight for
maybe,
that.
Maybe. Hey, so some new news on the hardware front. New news.
News. New news.
Is there such thing as new news?
I think that's the point of news, is this new.
Yeah.
News.
It's far too complicated for me. Lenovo is actually making a kid's laptop.
Yeah.
Kind of a kid-friendly laptop. It is the ThinkPad 11e. Two different modifications or two different versions of this.
Trims.
One is kind of the typical traditional laptop non-touchscreen, and the other, I'm going to call it, for lack of knowledge, a yoga light, so to speak, because it doesn't completely go 360 degrees back. It's only 300 degrees like the yoga.
So you can
does.
Do like, I believe they call it tent mode, where you can flip it over, put it down, and watch something off of it.
So, super rugged, built to be run in education environments. If you know kids and their laptops and throwing...
And their jelly fingers.
Exactly. One interesting note about this 11E that I found is that they are actually taking the little red track pointer guy.
Track point. I just learned that's what it's actually called, is the track point.
Yeah, absolutely. They're taking it out because kids don't use it.
I don't use it.
They use the trackpad.
I'm one of the younger folk, apparently. I never liked it. Luckily, I just a quick disable on it, and I use the trackpad instead. But I mean, it's your own.
Yeah. So that won't be there. But these guys are going to come with a Bay Trail quad core Celeron processor, about 16 gig on the SSDs that are on it. Of course, other options are going to be made available. But this is super awesome. It's going to come in right around the 450, 550, depending on which model you're going to choose, touch or non-touch. And it's super great for education, super great for kids. So it's one of these things I've been kind of looking at.
It's cool. I like new hardware. I like the ability that it's coming out to really get custom kind of stuff like this for education, for students, for younger groups. I love to say this is, you know, the student price range. When I was a student, there was no price range for laptops.
Yeah, you were still paying, you know, $1,500 for the laptop.
You could install the handle on the 386, I guess, and plug that with you. That wasn't going to be very useful.
Yeah, but the monitor?
The monitor didn't really work out.
Yeah, you could carry the computer, just not the monitor.
So that's cool. Some new devices from our friends at Lenovo. It's about time for the Ping Titanfall update.
Well, it's not a Ping show without Titanfall.
No, we like to stay into some of the hardware, some of the gaming, some stuff that's not just specifically developer or IT focused. And Titanfall is one of our favorites. I know you play.
I absolutely do. So there was a patch release just last week.
Yep, April 10th, the new patch came out with a couple different changes. I think the first big one is private matches.
Yeah, the beta of private match, which really is the ability for us to kind of set up our online kind of personal play against the games, make it very casual. Yeah. You don't get any of the XP. You don't get any progress toward achievements or any of that stuff. But kind of cool if you want to just kind of, you know, have a fun.
You want to mess around, you want to learn a map, you just want to play with some friends, and you don't worry about
inter-office challenge.
Definitely some of that will have to happen once it comes out. There are also a bunch of balance changes. There is a mag size changes, damage changes, there was achievements. I'm sorry, was it achievement or regeneration? Regeneration, the prestiging of Titanfall. One of them was one of the challenges you had to complete was 50 kills of ejecting pilots.
Yes.
Which I think I have won. I haven't played a ton, but that's not easy, and I'm pretty sure I got an accident. So they downed that to 5, which kind of shows how difficult that ended up being.
Yeah, yeah, nobody was able to get through it, so they've kind of made that modification there. As you mentioned, a lot of changes to different weapons to kind of even things up. Let's see, I was
there's a wall hack that was
there it
on
is.
PC
yes.
version.
Yes.
Because you PC people are cheaters. Apparently.
Wait,
not all of you, but
you don't play on the PC?
I like achievements.
Ah.
So been playing on the Xbox.
Only on the Xbox, yes.
I do play a fair bit on the PC. That's more of my real time strategies and Dota. I played way a lot of Dota.
Well, there you go. Look for that update if you haven't already gotten it on your Xbox Ones.
That wraps up another Ping Show, Ping 204.
That was quick,
204
man.
204 in the can. It's easy, see?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you'll join me some other time.
Yeah, we'll see if Rick actually is let back in the country.
If Rick ever gets back from his safari.
Yes, in Northern Venezuela, or wherever he happens to be.
Hopefully he will return safely and he'll be back. But until then, follow us at hashtag Ping Show on Twitter. We follow it all week. You can follow me at Mark DeFalco.
I'm at Joey Snow.
You can email us ping@microsoft.com.
Don't forget to comment right here on this video.
Right here as well. Our question for you this week, what hardware are you looking forward to? Show us your new gear, what you've just got, what you're looking forward to, what you wish people would make. Let us know. Let's talk hardware this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I call this random spending. The things that you spend all of your
You ever get to a point where you need retail therapy? You need to buy a gadget or something?
Yeah, and typically it's Friday when the ads come out and I'm looking at all the cool hardware. Yeah.
So let us know what you want to go spend on or could theoretically. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Thanks for having me.